The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
And this daf, Mandalar on the base. Here the Gemara is discussing a baby that's just born, and some of the halachas are about a baby, a fetus before it's born. And the Gemara says that Hergei Chayav, the baby that's born, as soon as it's born, if somebody kills it, they are Chayav, they can get killed for killing the baby born baby. T'chsiv ish chiyake kol nefesh mikamakim. Gemara says once it's a nefesh, once it's born, anyone is chayav for murdering it. The Gemara is mashma that before it's born, killing the fetus would not have the death penalty. Abortion, in other words, will not have the death penalty. And the Gemara is mashma, the reason why aborting will not have the death penalty is because it's not considered a nefesh, it's not considered until it's born, it's not considered a person of which somebody that kills it should get the death penalty. Now, that's one point that we have in our sugyo. Tosfos also, starting from the Amud Aleph, coming to the Amud Beis, says a very interesting thing, and this brings us to the very famous discussion of abortion. Are there any opinions that permit it, and the prohibition of abortion, how strict is it, and what's the reason for it, and if and when it is permitted, is there anything that we should know about it? Tosfos over here says, if there's a possibility, if there's a man d'omer that it's permitted to kill, to abort a baby, a fetus, a fetus may say imoy. And even if the mother died, it will be permitted to kill that fetus. If so, why is it permitted? On the other hand, at the same time, it's permitted to bring a knife through a Rishus HaRabim and cut the stomach of the mother open to get the baby out, to save the baby's life, to save the life of the fetus. Tosfos says, how can it be that it's permitted to kill it, but we can be Mechal HaShabbos to save it? So Tosfos answers, we are shlomit mikamog mishim bikuach nefesh Mechal HaNavas HaShabbos. Nevertheless, for bikuach nefesh's reasons, we can be Mechal HaShabbos, avgav demut lo horgo, even though we're allowed to kill it. So the words of Tosfos, free translation of the wording of Tosfos, would seem that Tosfos, at least according to some man, the Amar permits to kill a fetus. Then Moshe, in a very famous tshuva, he says it's impossible. He says, despite the fact that there are some early svarim that learn from Tosfos, that at least Tosfos' opinion, it would be that it's permitted to kill the fetus, in other words, abortion. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zechatzadik Livracha, that it's impossible that this is what Tosfos says, and he says it must be that there's a Tao Sefer, that there's a mistake in the words of Tosfos, and we have to change the words of Tosfos. It's impossible, and it's certainly prohibited to kill the fetus. And reasons Reb Moshe Feinstein, it must be so. Because how could Tosfos say in the same line, how would it be possible, it's inconceivable, that it's permitted to kill a fetus and still be mutter to be mechal Shabbos. If it's considered a person, if this fetus is a person that we give you mechal Shabbos for it, so then how? And Tosfos does not give any additional reasoning why we can be mechal Shabbos. It's a nefesh to be mechal Shabbos, but it's permitted to kill. It's impossible to be permitted to kill something that's considered a human being, but it's considered a human being for a chilul Shabbos. We could save it, we can be mechal Shabbos to save it, but we're allowed to kill it. It's impossible, inconceivable. And as such, all Paiskim, all Rishonim, unanimously, everybody agrees that it's prohibited to kill a fetus for less than 40 days, might be a shmooze, maybe before it implants in the uterus, all different things. A regular fetus is prohibited, certainly without question, is prohibited to be aborted. The only thing we know is that the Gemara does say that if the mother's life is in danger because of the fetus, so then we say that the fetus is considered a roides. It's considered that the fetus is chasing after the mother's life, and the mother, to save the mother, will be allowed to kill the fetus because the mother's life, the mother's soul, the mother's status of a human being is greater than the status of the life of the fetus. And when, and in such cases, where the mother's life is at stake, we are allowed to abort. That is the only permission we have from Torah law to abort. The question that Poskim discuss is, what is this prohibition of aborting? A. And B, what's the reasoning? And B, is it biblically prohibited or only rabbinically prohibited? Is it asur min ha-Torah or only asur min ha-Rabbanan? So the vast majority of the Poskim certainly are of the opinion that it's prohibited mid-oraisa, biblically prohibited. There are those, there are some achrayim that say in the opinion of some rishonim that it's only rabbinically prohibited. But definitely the vast majority, the general consensus is that it's prohibited mid-oraisa. The next question is, okay, so let it be prohibited mid-oraisa. So what is that prohibition? In other words, because we know from another Gemara that someone who kills a fetus, someone who aborts, despite the fact that they are in violation of a prohibition, which according to most opinions is the Yaiso, nevertheless, there's no death penalty. That the Gemara tells us that for a Yid that kills a fetus, there's no death penalty. So it's less chamor, it's less stringent than killing a regular human being. And the question is, so it's seemingly that it's not regular ritzicha, not the regular prohibition of murder, because if it would, then let it be a death penalty. So if it's not ritzicha, if it's not the regular prohibition of murder, so then what is the iser? What is the prohibition? So some say, and this is what's the way Moshe goes in his tshuva, that it's a prohibition of ritzicha, it's a prohibition of murder. It's the regular prohibition of murdering a human being. Despite the fact that there is no death penalty for someone that violates it, that's just, it's a little less stringent, but it's the same prohibition. Killing a fetus is in within the same prohibition, just that the chomer, the einish, the punishment that the Torah gave to someone who violates it is different, is less stringent. Others explain that it's because of Hashchat HaZera. It's because they, just like one is not allowed to waste salmon, so too the killing a fetus is salmon that started becoming a child. The idea of why we can't waste salmon is because destroy salmon, waste salmon, eat, take out salmon, let salmon come out for no reason, for no fertile reason, is because we're wasting a passable child. We're wasting something that could possibly bring to a child, so killing a fetus is no worse. It's even more of a child than just the semen itself. Others say that it's like mazik or chavola to the mother. It's like hurting the mother. This child is part of the mother. So killing the fetus is damaging, hurting the mother. Others say that killing the fetus, and much like Mazamun Erebach goes like this, killing the fetus is a form of gezel. It's a form of stealing. Because it's even possible, or theoretically possible, that this Uber, this not yet the fetus, would have money, so his life is the most valuable asset of the fetus. The fetus has assets. His asset is his life. That's his most precious asset. And killing him is taking away that asset from him. And therefore, killing a fetus would go into the Isser of stealing. An interesting nafkemino between these reasons, the Tzitz Eliezer discusses that perhaps in cases when we are permitting abortion, we should have a woman doctor perform it. Because for the woman doctor, women have less prohibition of this hashkas azara. So if the prohibition of killing the fetus is because destroying salmon, destroying something that could possibly come to life, since ladies have less, are less included in this prohibition, so therefore it would be better to use a woman. In a similar vein, the laws of aborting are ironically more stringent for goyim than for yidden. And as such, many times when the abortion is permitted, it's recommended to get a Jewish doctor rather than a non-Jewish doctor, because in cases where the non-Jewish doctor would be prohibited, so telling the goyish doctor, telling the non-Jewish doctor, instructing him to abort, would be a violation, perhaps, of this Ne'ivelisite Miksha. As mentioned, it is absolutely prohibited to abort, except in cases where it's a danger to the mother. There's extensive discussions in the Poskim regarding such cases of aborting, to say, when the mother's life is endangered. And there seems to be great machloek, it's great controversy among the Poskim that of the most latest generation. And aside from that, aside from the controversies, just tightening up, just to be able to analyze and determine that the situation is actually a case of pikuach nefashis, warranting an abortion, requires an expert poisik, and therefore these poiski, the ones that answer these questions are generally only the gedolei hador mamish, the biggest poiskim of the generation. We take these questions of abortion very seriously, and it's only the greatest poiskim that gives a psak, the issue of psak, the issue of heter, even when we have a good reason for it. So getting back to Tosfos, Tosfos asked this question that if it's true, even if we'll say, like we said, that Tosfos agrees that it's prohibited to kill a fetus. But Tosfos has a question, even if it's true that it's prohibited to kill the fetus, but we know that someone that does is not Chayiv Misa, it's not the regular Nefesh, of which, if someone kills it, they are Chayiv Misa, it's not the regular Ritzicha. So Tosfos has a question, if so, so why are we allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save it? So Tosfos answers that nevertheless for Pikuach Nefoshes we are able to save it. The Ramban in the Ran gives a tarot that there's a different reason why we could be matir. In other words, even if we will not consider this fetus as a regular person, as a regular human being, but when we come to be mechalel Shabbos for the purpose of saving life, the Gemara says that the reason is usually all mitzvahs in the Torah, the reason why, if it comes to a situation of pikuach nefashis, we are able to violate the Isser, violate the prohibition to save a life, is because v'chaybam, we have a rule that v'chaybam v'leisha yomasbam, the Torah says that the mitzvahs are given that we should have life, and the Torah does not want that somebody should die for the purpose of performing mitzvahs. And there, except for three mitzvahs that we say Yehorig v'al yavor, all other mitzvahs we say v'chaybam v'leisha yomasbam. Now the Gemara, when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, desecrating Shabbos to save somebody's life, there the Gemara adds another reason why we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a life. And the Gemara says, Chalil Omri Torah Chalil Shalav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheishma Shabbos Is Harbe. We'd rather violate one Shabbos and save a life, that this life will be able to guard many Shabboses. So it comes out that for specifically for the Aveir of Chilul Shabbos, we have another reason why to permit the violation of Shabbos for the purpose of saving a life. So even if, say the Ramban Iran, that for the purpose of Ritzicha, this Nefesh, this fetus might not be a Nefesh, but nevertheless, and therefore, if you would want to use the logic that the same amount of what's considered nefesh for Ritzicha is the same amount of nefesh for V'chaybam, V'loshyamasbam, the regular permission to violate an Isser to save a life, nevertheless, here we have a whole other reason why we permit Chilul Shabbos for life-saving purposes. And that is, we should be mechal, we should better violate one Shabbos in order that we should save a life that will be able to perform and keep many Shabboses. So that reason could apply here, even if it's true that for other purposes this life is not a life, we still have this reasoning that the Torah said we'd rather be mechal one Shabbos in order that this person will be able to fulfill many Shabboses. So this concludes this shiur, and in summary, abortion is certainly prohibited without question, even biblically, according to the vast majority of Paiskim, and the question is only the understanding of why, and the only permission is when the mother's life is endangered, and even then it requires a psak of one of the G'day Le'a Paiskim to permit it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service,
educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.